is tape P660906, side 2, continuation of Kinship Terms, recorded at Taos. Okay, how would you greet a friend? How would you say hello, my friend?
Akowa ampuyene.
How?
Akowa ampuyene. Hello, my friend.
Do you have any term that's like he, you, or who? No, that's Taos. That's Taos, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, these friends can be Indians or the Spanish people or the Anglos, any.
Right.
So then your friends.
Let me ask you this. I have heard at Vicarese somebody comes up to a door or something like that, and the person opens the door and says, Hele. Now that just means what is it?
What is it? Yeah.
That's just asking it, what is it? That's not greeting.
What?
Yeah.
Now you gave us a term before for godfather, didn't you? Do you have a term for, you use these for godmother and godson? You just
yes.
Have the, give me the terms that for godfather and godmother and godson and goddaughter, I guess you have, yeah. You have terms for all of them that you use?
Yes, we do, yeah. Like God's father, we call him Pepa Tamene.
And godmother?
Pepa Kiani.
And godson?
Pepa Oane.
And goddaughter?
Pepa Opeane.
Okay.
And then. You talk about baptizing somebody. How do you say that? Come in somewhere.
We gon' baptize. We gon' baptize. We gon' wet his head. You might say.
Wet his head.
Yeah. Or either Pepa Amyahe is they're going to baptize him. That's Pepa Amyahe. Or we're going to baptize him. Pepa Ani. Yeah.
Then and then we have these other words that are like Spanish. When they say compadre, comadre, what do you say? And how do you say that in the Picarese language?
Well, we say compadre and comadre.
How?
Compadre is for the man. And comadre is for the lady.
Now, do any of the older people maybe say something like compale and comale?
Yeah.
Do you hear those?
But you don't use those yourself.
How do you say? You say compadre.
Yeah, compadre. Comadre. Yeah.
And they say, how do the old people say it?
The old people, well, they say the same, I guess, because...
Comale,
compale. That's all the same. Compare, yeah. Comale is talking to a lady, see, comale. And compale is to the men, yeah.
You use the word primo in Picarese, so just you... Consider that a Spanish word.
That's a Spanish word, primo.
But do you ever use it when you're talking Picarese as a Picarese word?
We sometimes do when we're talking to Spanish people.
What is the word for a person?
Person.
Ayene.
Ayene.
Huh?
Ayene.
And more than one?
Ayene.
Now, this means a human being and an Indian. Would you use this term talking about the Spanish?
Yes. Ayene.
Or the Anglo?
Oh, we always say if it's a Spanish, we say Cuencune.
But you don't use this to refer to Spanish.
No.
How do you say that?
Cuencune. It's a Spanish. Cuencune.
That's a Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish.
One person.
Yeah.
One.
Cuencune.
How about white people? How would you call a person who is a white?
Well, The old word was Ipatoni, white people, Ipatoni.
White person. Yeah. And do you have another word for it now?
No, we use it, Melkanoni. Melkanoni is more than one.
What does that mean?
It's American.
American?
Yeah. Americanos.
Yeah.
Now we use Cayenne, does that include, would you say this about a Navajo?
Well, we do, we're talking about, definitely about Navajos, we say Kulo Ene.
Yeah.
Ay Kulo Ene. That means
Navajo.
Navajo people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you use this about a Navajo? I mean, could you say this about a Navajo? Or would you, you just wouldn't use this term for
it? Yeah.
Yeah, we.
Ayene means
people, yeah, person.
Quite
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Let me see what else. Then we got the words for Sene, a daughter in law, and Dane, a son in law.
Do you have a word for one word, say, for parents or a parent, other than saying my mother or father?
Parents.
Yeah.
No, I don't think for parents, we don't, we just say mother or father.
In other words, you would say, what you would say is something like my mother and my father.
Yeah,
my father,
right.
Mm-hmm. But if you were talking about a lot of all the old people, then you could say
ki tamene.
Do you ever use this word for widow, which is the Spanish word in Picarese? You say something like miutane.
Yeah, miutane.
It's
yeah.
What in one would be?
Miutane is one. Miutane is more than one.
Uh-huh. Now, is this commonly used, and do people know that this is a Spanish word, or what?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they know it's a Spanish word.
Do you have any word like that for a man whose wife has died?
Miutone.
Miutone.
Yeah, miutone.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Viuda and viudo. Widower. Yeah.
Miutone,
you would say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than one? Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, now let's see.
Do you have a word, say, for like a bachelor, an unmarried man? Something that, oh, we just say he's not married.
Yeah, he's not married. That's all.
How would you say he's not married?
Wamanchin. Maman chin. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man chin, it's to translate in English, it's holding the whole
hand.
Yeah.
The same. Do you have any word for that would mean something like divorced or something of that sort?
Well, or we did that they left. They left each other.
They're
separate.
How would you say they are separate?
Amacho, antile. It's they separate.
Amacho
is they left each other.
They left each other.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a word like we do say for spouse, meaning either a husband or a wife? Can you talk about that in some way?
Well. Like what?
Well, the one that we have, spouse, you know. Her spouse instead of her husband. Do you have any such a term?
No.
Mm-hmm. You have to say husband or
wife. Yeah.
Or you can say my, the one that lives. You, but that, does
no,
that
that's
mean?
That's spouse.
That's
spouse. That isn't right anyway. That's a mistake. Before you shut that up, let me just run through this. Now that word for relative,
Kesane, Okawane,
that's
right.
Now let me just check one set of words here. Let's see, we've got we this
yeah,
is mm,
right. Mm.
And then there is no word like imene or anything like that.
Mimene.
Mimene.
Yeah, mimene.
All right. And there is no word like.
What's that? Okay, quiem for a girl.
Yeah.
From
for
the text.
Is there any word like iachone that means any kind of a relative?
Iachone?
Iachone.
Yeah, iachone supposed
oh,
to.
Iachone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
and
way back.
The one that you, and then kesone, you gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
And more than one?
Kesone.
Yeah. And then let's see. Oh, a person who is like a the step relation that we were talking about before. In Taos, they can say something like they can say pio masiena, meaning a step daughter. But do
oh
you
yeah
have anything like
no
that in Picarese? No such word at all. Uh huh. And then. Guelene, you gave
yeah
us
mm-hmm
that. That's a word. And then the opelene,
baby.
And then oh yes. Now, in stories or something, do you have a word for which means a girl or? Or a maiden, or something of that sort. Something like quimene.
Quimene. Quimene. It's a lady, or unmarried lady.
Unmarried
yeah. Quimene.
And how do you say that again?
A quimene.
Quimene.
Yeah.
That's one. How
yeah
do you say more than one?
Quimene.
Uh huh. That's the.
Yeah.
Uh huh. All right. Now let's see. I guess that. That sort of does it. That finishes it, I think. Okay.